Congress faces record retirements and political upheaval ahead of 2026 midterms. Congress is experiencing its largest wave of retirements in more than three decades, with 61 lawmakers, 52 in the House and 9 in the Senate, announcing they will leave at the end of the current term, marking the second highest exodus since 1930. This surpasses all years since 1992, when 72 members voluntarily departed amid redistricting and anti-incumbent sentiment. The total may rise in the coming months, signaling deep unrest and dissatisfaction within both parties. Among the 9 senators stepping down, 8 are retiring outright, including pivotal figures like former Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, 84, and Minority Whip Dick Durbin, 81, whose exits will leave critical committee leadership vacancies. Senators Joni Ernst, Tom Tillis, Gary Peters, Jean Shaheen, and Cynthia Lummis are also leaving, while first-term Sen. Tommy Tuberville is opting to run for governor instead of re-election. 3 other senators, Marsha Blackburn, Michael Bennett, and Amy Klobuchar, are running for governor and would resign if they win. Democrats face particular strategic challenges since several retirements involve senior members with key committee influence over judiciary, homeland security, and foreign relations. In the House, 30 Republicans and 22 Democrats are departing, with 15 running for Senate and many others seeking governorships or other offices. The exodus includes high-profile figures such as former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, 85, and former Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, 86, as well as centrists like Reps Don Bacon and Jared Golden, whose retirements imperil districts won by Donald Trump. Several House members are leveraging the open Senate seats, with competitive primary battles emerging, including Rep. Seth Moulton's generational challenge against Sen. Ed Markey and multiple Republicans positioning themselves as stronger allies to President Trump than incumbents like Sen's Bill Cassidy and John Cornyn. The departures indicate disillusionment with an increasingly polarized and unproductive Congress. Some members cited burnout, generational change, or greater personal fulfillment outside Washington as driving factors. Strategically, the GOP faces a fragile House majority and historical headwinds that could cost them control in the 2026 midterms, while Democrats must defend multiple competitive districts left vulnerable by retiring incumbents. The scale of the turnover foreshadows significant political and institutional shifts heading into the next election cycle.